Have you ever wondered why you keep going back to the same coffee shop or always pick one specific brand of shoes over another, even when competitors offer lower prices? In today's crowded and commoditized market, where consumers have endless choices, the ultimate goal is building a business that thrives on more than just getting that first sale. This enduring connection is a powerful, often subconscious force known as brand loyalty. It's a force that goes far beyond a simple habit. It's the emotional and psychological commitment that keeps a customer coming back, promoting the brand, and even forgiving the occasional mistake. In an environment where the cost of getting new customers continues to rise, a business's ability to grow and maintain itself hinges on its capacity to build deep, lasting relationships with its customers using different areas of branding, from brand psychology to brand storytelling, and most importantly, defining its visual identity. So how do you move beyond basic one-off purchases to build this kind of loyalty? We'll define brand loyalty, explore its history, reveal how to measure it, and provide a clear, actionable roadmap for businesses to grow and strengthen it. The anatomy of brand loyalty, a modern definition. True brand loyalty is a powerful blend of consistent behavior and a positive attitude toward a brand. A customer might buy your product simply because it's convenient, but that doesn't mean they're loyal. True loyalty is when a customer consciously chooses you, even when a cheaper or easier alternative is available. This choice is rooted in trust, shared values, and a positive experience that creates a strong emotional bond. Historically, loyalty was often a function of geography or a lack of choice. A local butcher earned repeat business because they were the only game in town. Today, with global markets and endless choices, loyalty has become an intentional, strategic discipline. It's no longer just about the product itself. It's about the entire customer journey, from the first time they hear about your brand to their interactions years later. The financial impact of this loyalty is essential. According to a frequently cited study by Bain & Company, increasing customer retention rates by just 5% can boost profits by a remarkable 25% to 95%. This demonstrates that the real value of a customer isn't in their first purchase, but in their long-term potential. This reality is supported by the fact that, as the Harvard Business Review reported, acquiring a new customer can cost 5 to 25 times more than retaining an existing one. In a competitive environment, focusing on customer retention is not just a smart strategy, it's a business strategy that provides a more stable, predictable revenue stream. Learning from the leaders, a masterclass in building devotion. Some brands have elevated loyalty to an art form. By studying their methods, we can identify universal principles that apply to any business. For example, Apple has built a nearly cult-like following by creating an experience that is both exclusive and intuitive. Their strategy isn't just about selling phones or computers, it's about selling a cohesive ecosystem. When a customer buys an iPhone, they're not just buying a device, they're buying into a world where all their technology works seamlessly. This user experience creates a powerful emotional lock-in that makes it difficult and undesirable for customers to switch to a competitor. Beyond the products, Apple's retail stores and marketing campaigns focus on inspiring creativity and connection, further embedding their brand into their users' daily lives. Starbucks. Starbucks has masterfully used personalization and rewards to build loyalty. The Starbucks Rewards program is a prime example. By offering tiered rewards and personalized offers based on past purchases, they give customers a tangible reason to return. The mobile app makes ordering simple and quick, further embedding the brand into the customer's daily routine. Beyond the app, the third place concept, a welcoming space between home and work, cultivates a community that feels a sense of belonging to the brand, proving that brand loyalty can be built around a physical experience as much as a digital one. Patagonia. This brand's loyalty isn't built on flash sales or rewards programs, but on shared values. Patagonia's dedication to environmental activism and social responsibility resonates deeply with its audience. For example, the brand's Don't Buy This Jacket campaign encouraged customers to think about conscious consumption. Customers buy Patagonia not just for the gear's quality, but because they support a company whose mission aligns with their beliefs. This loyalty is arguably the strongest because it's rooted in something far more profound than convenience or a good deal. How to measure brand loyalty, going beyond the transaction. You can't manage what you don't measure. While repeat business is a good sign, a comprehensive understanding of brand loyalty requires a deeper look at specific metrics. These metrics provide a clear view of your business's health from the customer's perspective. Net Promoter Score. The NPS is a classic yet powerful metric. It asks one simple but profound question. On a scale of 0 to 10, how likely are you to recommend our company to a friend or colleague? This score divides customers into three categories. Promoters, 9 to 10, who are enthusiastic and loyal fans. Passives, 7 to 8, who are satisfied but vulnerable to competitive offers. Detractors, 6, who are unhappy and likely to spread negative word-of-mouth lore. The final NPS is the percentage of promoters minus the percentage of detractors. A high score indicates a large base of enthusiastic advocates who will fuel organic growth. A Bain & Company study found that NPS leaders in an industry often grow at more than twice the rate of their competitors, demonstrating the direct link between customer advocacy and business expansion. Customer lifetime value, CLV. This metric estimates the total revenue a business can expect from a single customer throughout their entire relationship with the company. By focusing on increasing CLV, businesses are forced to shift their mindset from one-off sales to long-term relationship building. CLV isn't just a number, it's a strategic indicator. When you understand the lifetime value of a customer, you're more likely to invest in their experience, knowing that this investment will yield significant returns over time. High CLV also reduces your reliance on expensive customer acquisition efforts. Customer retention rate. This straightforward metric measures the percentage of customers a business retains over a given period. It's a fundamental indicator of how well you're keeping your customer base engaged and satisfied. A declining retention rate is an early warning sign that something in your customer experience is not meeting expectations, whether it's a product issue, poor customer service, or a change in your competitive landscape. A strategic action plan for building and improving loyalty. Building brand loyalty isn't a one-time project. It's an ongoing commitment to your customers. Here is an actionable roadmap based on best practices from leading brands. 1. Build an emotional connection with your brand's story. Your brand's story is its soul. It's the narrative that goes beyond your products to connect with customers on a human level. Start by defining your why. Why does your business exist? What problem are you solving? What values do you stand for? This story should be authentic and consistent across all your touch points, from your website to your social media to your product packaging. Think of brands like Tom's, which built its story around a buy one, give one model, or Dove, which champions real beauty. Your brand story is a powerful tool for forging a deeper bond. 2. Personalize the customer experience. Customers today expect a personalized experience, not a one-size-fits-all approach. Data shows that personalized messaging can significantly boost engagement and trust. Use the data you have to create meaningful interactions. This could be as simple as an email that uses a customer's first name, or as complex as a personalized product recommendation engine based on their past purchase history and browsing behavior. The goal is to make each customer feel seen and understood like an individual, not just a number. This can also extend to your customer service, where agents can access a customer's history to provide more relevant and empathetic support. 3. Ensure consistent and reliable communication. In the digital age, much of your customer relationship is built through email. This is where the concept of sender reputation becomes critical. Think of sender reputation as a trust score given to your email address by email platforms like Gmail and Outlook. A high sender reputation means the platform trusts your emails and is confident they are legitimate and wanted by the recipient. A low score, however, will result in your emails being sent to the spam folder or even blocked entirely. Why does this matter for brand loyalty? Because consistent communication is a pillar of trust. If a customer signs up for your newsletter or expects a shipping confirmation and that email never arrives in their inbox, it erodes their trust in your brand. It makes your brand seem unreliable and disconnected. A strong sender reputation is a foundation of a successful email marketing strategy, which is critical to nurturing brand loyalty. Maintaining this reputation requires careful list hygiene, avoiding spam complaints, and ensuring your email content is valuable and relevant to your audience. 4. Implement a strong loyalty program. A well-designed loyalty program provides an apparent, tangible reason for customers to keep coming back. It's an investment in your most valuable asset, your existing customer base. The most effective programs are those that offer more than just discounts. They can include exclusive access to new products, special event invitations, or early sales access. A good loyalty program makes customers feel valued and rewarded for continued support. For example, a tiered program can motivate customers to spend more to unlock better benefits, creating a sense of achievement and a stronger connection to the brand. Loyalty is your legacy. In a market saturated with choice, a company's success is defined by its ability to create lasting connections. Brand loyalty is not a buzzword. It is the direct result of a strategic, data-driven commitment to your customers. It's about building a trustworthy, consistent, and emotionally resonant brand. From defining your brand's core purpose to ensuring your emails reliably reach the inbox by maintaining a strong sender reputation and a sustained brand presence, every action you take is an opportunity to strengthen your customer relationships. The time and resources invested in building loyalty are not just expenses. They are the foundation for a sustainable, profitable future. If you're ready to move beyond the short-term focus on customer acquisition and build a brand that commands true devotion, Aspiration Marketing can help. We specialize in crafting powerful brand strategies, optimizing digital communication, and ensuring your message reaches its audience and resonates deeply, fostering the kind of loyalty that lasts.